Finally, this hour, a story of a bakery started by Jewish immigrants and rescued by Pakistani Muslim immigrants. Coney Island Bialy's and Bagels claims to be the oldest Bialy bakery in New York City. It was founded in 1920, but it's faced hard times and changing demographics. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, the bakery is still alive and still kosher.
Coney Island Bialy's and Bagels makes everything by hand the old-fashioned way. Zafaryab Ali, who worked in the bakery for 11 years before leaving to drive a cab and now runs the shop along with his partner Pirzada Shah, gives me the abbreviated bagel tour.
Cinnamon raisin, plain bagel, sesame, poppy I have, onion, pumpernickel.
It's a small store being slowly renovated in a kind of rundown area on Coney Island Avenue, but the customers know what they like.
Scoop out the dough on both sides with a little butter.
Jeannie Whitson works in a nearby store.
I love their bialys, and I like their flagels.
What are
That's
these?
A flat bagel. Then that is doughy.
And today you're getting what?
I'm getting cranberry with a little butter.
The store was founded by Morris Rosenzweig, who came from Bialystok at the turn of the century, where bialys originated. Bialys usually have an indentation in the middle, but it's not a hole like a bagel, and often some onions in the middle or other flavoring. At one point, the bakery did so much business, it was open 24 hours a day on the weekends. Later, the store was run by his son and then by Steve Ross, his grandson, now in his 50s.
By the time I was 10, 11 years old, I was working a cash register. I had to stand on a milk case. By 12, 13 years old, I was, making bialys. By 16, I was rolling bagels. So I worked literally the bottom up.
Ross also worked as a firefighter until he got injured on the job. He's had three surgeries. He couldn't easily commute from New Jersey to take care of the shop. Also, the neighborhood changed. Ross says many of the traditional customers moved to the suburbs. He tried to sell the business. There were no buyers. And when Ali heard about it, Ross asked him, want to take it over?
And then we take charge. Then I say, okay, we try,
Shah and Ross say not much has changed.
I'm using same recipe, same ingredients from same suppliers.
I gave them all the phone numbers. If you need, this is who you're going to get it from. And they stayed with all that.
For the bagels, that means high gluten flour, brown sugar, liquid malt, making them by hand, not by machine, boiling them, not steaming them before they are baked. As for keeping the bakery kosher.
Kosher and halal is very, very close, like a brother and sister, maybe twin,
Ali and Shah say the only thing remaining is official kosher supervision and certification.
Very soon we go to bring rabbi for blessing.
I'm looking for that.
Ross, Shah, and Ali talk to each other at least several times a week. They all say business is picking up. And when people look askance at the idea of Muslims running a kosher Jewish bakery, Ross has this response.
They were reliable. I taught them everything. There was never any arguments. I wish them well.
Truthfully, I didn't want to believe these bagels were any better than those at my local deli, which are half the price. But the verdict after buying a dozen and bringing them back to the office, my deli lost. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Chris Nelson.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Rob Ballinger, Brendan Banasek, Greg Dixon, Theo Balcom, Melissa Gray, and Jessica Deal.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.